Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, April 2nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Uzbekistan violence is a concern for believers. A Christian is tortured for faith in Saudi Arabia, and believers prepare the way for a children's outreach in Tijuana, Mexico. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Uzbekistan as extremists wanting an Islamic State are being blamed for suicide bombings, kidnappings, and other violence. These attacks, however, aren't a surprise to Bible Mission International's Mark Remchisel.
We know that folks in this part of the world have been stirred up by the obvious conflict in Iraq. We just know that this is a real hot spot because what it's done is flush some of the extremists out of the other hot spots into this area. This is not something new, but could have some serious consequences for us.
While this may be backlash to Western Christian influence, Remchisel believes their work should be fairly protected.
We've made a choice as a mission that we would not be involved there using a lot of Western people. And for that reason, we came in and did training with the nationals so that if the Westerners were expelled from a country, our work would continue.
Next, a Christian is in police custody in Saudi Arabia on charges of preaching Christianity. According to International Christian Concern, Brian O'Connor, an Indian national, was arrested by religious police in Riyadh. Drug and alcohol charges are also being filed against him, common for arrested believers. Sources inside the country say O'Connor has been beaten. He's suffering from possible broken ribs and wounds from being whipped. ICC is asking the U.S. government to intervene. You're listening to Mission Network News. HCJB is rejoicing as they have filled a position that has been vacant for more than 2 years. Colin Sampson will become the new executive director for HCJB World Radio New Zealand. The group asks for prayer as Sampson adapts to his new job responsibilities. HCJB is also preparing to hold a vision journey in New Zealand later this year, where those attending will get a fresh appreciation of God's work taking place among the people in that part of the world. Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization has purchased a new ship to help in its evangelistic and discipleship ministry. OM's Stuart Hunt says the Logos Hope was purchased earlier this week to replace the Logos II. While Logos II was a great ship, they needed a replacement.
We were increasingly experiencing a lot of ministry limitations. We would have literally crowds of people, one port in Taiwan, many people lined up for hours and didn't even get close to the ship.
Preventing many from hearing the gospel. While the ship has been purchased, there are still some funding needs. Hunt also says they need short-term volunteers.
Do you happen to have skills in welding and building and so forth? We'd love to hear from them. Over the next 12 months, we're going to be getting this ship ready for service.
Logos Hope will have conference facilities for 500 people, plus cabins for 350 crew and 150 guests. And a pastor in Tijuana, Mexico, began praying about the need for a children's home in his church's neighborhood. Then a government official spoke about the need. Hugo Ministries' Wayne Freeland says because there is no foster care system in Mexico, it led to the development of the Grace Children's Home.
We're attempting to start really what is a new vision for the church in Mexico, where they may be living at Grace Children's Home for a year or two, but moving them instead into a Christian family environment so that they are raised in the loving arms of the church in a Christian family.
Freeland says they're taking abused and neglected children and showing them the love of Christ.
We have missionaries who operate the children's home working with local churches in Mexico to identify Christian families, Mexican families, who would be willing to take a child or possibly more and raise them as part of their own family.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.